Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. First on the agenda, a contentious debate unfolds as insurance brokers nationwide challenge opposition leader Peter Dutton. At the heart of this battle lays Dutton's recent strategy, which suggests the breakup of major insurers might lead to lower insurance premiums. Prominent voices in the industry, among them InsurTech leader Scott Norton, broker Patara Tanavasa, and RepX's Stacey Finnegan, have voiced strong opposition. They point to inadequate disaster preparedness as the root cause of high premiums, emphasizing the urgent need for better flood defenses, fire breaks, and enhanced building standards. Tasmanian broker Greg Luer also entered the fray, urging focus on profitability factors in banking beyond insurance. The common thread among these experts, a call for addressing taxes and improving disaster readiness over divestment, aiming for a sustainable reduction in premiums. This discourse underscores the need for a comprehensive and holistic approach to insurance policy evolution. In other news, a huge leap for the insurance industry as the Insurance Council of Australia, known to all as the ICA, has proposed a fantastic $30 billion fund for flood defense. This initiative, a key part of their election agenda, aims ambitiously to counter the financial devastation caused by floods, Australia's most costly natural disaster. The proposed plan would see collaboration across federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victorian governments over the coming decade, with funds geared towards infrastructure, property reinforcement, and responsible property buyback schemes. Andrew Hall, the CEO of the ICA, demonstrated the urgent need for this fund, drawing attention to last year's staggering $32 billion in insurance claims, an unsustainable trend that cannot continue unchecked. If implemented, this fund creates hope for hard-hit, high-risk areas with the potential to weather future flood impacts and a reduction in their insurance premiums, a promising precedent for future climate adaptation strategies across Australia. Finally, let's talk about health insurance. A concerning new trend is materializing in the realm of health coverage, with a rising number of Australians rethinking their health insurance options. This reconsideration is due, in large part, to mounting living costs and anticipated premium increases. Finder's latest data outlines a stark reality. 16% of surveyed Australians plan to drop their private health coverage this year, with a further 22% already uninsured. Younger generations are leading this trend, with a quarter of Generation Z and a fifth of Generation Y intending to cancel coverage by the end of the year. With mid-range hospital cover currently averaging at $54 monthly and a predicted hike of 3.73% on the horizon in April, insurance expert Tim Bennett suggests alternatives, like adjusting coverage or prepaying premiums, to cope with the rise. Australians are urged to weigh potential savings against long-term risks such as higher out-of-pocket expenses, excessive waiting times, and limited access to essential health services. That's all from me today on Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap. For more information on personal and business insurance options, or to dive deeper into any of the issues we covered today, don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing out.